Considering questions of taste, TV networks have had to make some sensitive decisions in September. When to go back to regular programming after September 11th, when it was safe to be funny on the air again, and how to rework storylines to incorporate the post-9/11 angst of the country. Then, in the middle of the year, network heads had to guess what viewers would want to see this coming September. This week, they reveal their lineup warm and comfy. In Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
This should give you a hint about what to expect from the upcoming TV season. Yes, that is the theme to Family Affair, or in this case, the WB's remake of the 1960s show. Tim Curry has replaced Sebastian Cabot as the grumpy Mr. French, butler to twins Buffy and Jody, their teenage sister, and their single-parent father. A new version of Dragnet is also in the works for ABC. Time magazine's TV critic James Poniewozik says the trend for the new fall lineups is toward nostalgia.
We're seeing networks bringing out a lot of programming that seems very safe, not risk-taking. So there's a lot of living in the past going on, whether you want to attribute that to post-9/11 yearning for a simpler time, or just the somehow, you know, near-magical groupthink that we see among networks every year around this time. One way or the other, there's a lot of similar thinking along those lines.
Take, for example, ABC's new Thursday night sitcom about a 30-year-old door-to-door salesman who travels back through time to relive his teenage years.
Last night, I went to bed on my 30th birthday, and I woke up this morning, I was 16. Look, you and I, we were having this conversation, and I expressed to you this deep yearning to go back.
I do over?
Yeah, and you said that it couldn't happen, but here I am.
Okay, all right, if you're from the future, where do I wind up, tough guy?
ABC's That Was Then is not to be confused with the WB's new series Do Over, with exactly the same premise. Besides shows that reach back, the new fall schedule includes even more programs dealing with cops, doctors, and judges. CBS, in fact, is adding 5 more such shows. But ultimately, it was ratings that dictated how many new shows landed on a network schedule. NBC hardly touched its number one rated lineup. Third place ABC completely revamped itself. The network's entertainment president Susan Line told reporters this week that ABC had strayed too far from the family-oriented programming that had made it number one years ago.
The core goal for us is to stop the downward trend in our ratings. Nobody is expecting us to jump into first place next year, but we are looking to show progress.
The diversity of TV's casts and crews, which has been an issue for the past few years, is still a sore point for some media watchers. The advocacy group Children Now released an analysis this week of the current TV season. Patty Miller heads the group's Children and the Media program.
We found the picture has gotten worse since the networks made their promise to diversify 3 years ago. This season's sitcoms were the least diverse of the last 3 seasons, and the 8 o'clock hour, which is when kids are most likely to watch, was less diverse than last season.
But broadcasters may finally be waking up to census figures on the growing Latino population. ABC is continuing the George Lopez show Wednesday nights, and the WB will add a new sitcom about a Latino family called Greetings from Tucson. Jordan Levin is a programming president for the WB.
That's something that we, as a network targeting 12 to 34-year-olds, are keenly aware of. Our shows need to reflect accurately the world in which young people live.
Keeping up with the changing reality and chasing the nation's zeitgeist has been difficult for television networks, says Time magazine's James Poniewozik.
There was a notion that after 9/11, Americans wanted to return to a simpler time with old-fashioned values and morals and so forth. And what was the TV sensation of 2002 so far? The Osbournes, where, you know, every third word had to be bleeped out.
The Osbournes on MTV were renewed for a second season. Cable, it seems, is still where viewers tune in when they don't want to watch TV that's safe. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.